Why, hello there.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hello, all people. How are y'all doing? Good, I hope. It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder. Audio spectacular. We got a big media blitz coming up shortly. We seem to be gaining traction finally, and we're going to be coming out with some new strategies on how to deal with our current set of circumstances. Bush and the neocons committed the crimes of 9/11. They feel that they can rule over our souls because they support this false religion of being the center of all influence. And Bush doesn't rule America, let alone the universe, okay? But it's a religion that you guys people sacrifice to as the stranger. You know, you think giving your money to a banker who's not covering the initial loan is the proper thing to do in a free society. Now, you know, it's stupid. If we had a choice. You know, the banks benefit off of giving out bad loans. A near estimate of derivatives in the market today exceed $900 trillion. Now, do you know what that money is? Do you know what that is? Do you know where that cash came from? Okay, it's not even cash. They're not required to cover the loan, so one banker says to another banker, hey, you were going to borrow $500 billion off me or whatever? Okay, it's done. You know, they don't have to they're not required to cover the loan. So they use this as a leverage and over the unsuspecting victim. And who's that? That's the market. They're capitalizing on an undefended marketplace of tyranny. Because prior to World War II, this was illegal. You can't control the market for your own private interest. The market is a mechanism of investment, supposedly, to better ourselves, to make ourselves greater. But no. It's to nickel and dime you to death, because that's what a hedge fund manager is doing. They're not providing any good or service to help any one of us, you know. But a salary in around $1.5 billion for a hedge fund manager to walk away with understands that we are total incompetent our total incompetence. No, we're incompetent. We're incompetence. Wait a second. We're totally incompetent because of our incompetence to understand what the hell we're really doing. Now, we have this all over the place. Now, you could say it's a new world order. There's a genius hidden behind all this that really actually knows what's going on and is trying to manipulate you to have you die useless for no better good or reason understood like the Iraq War is. And I'm out here alone, man. You know, I can't find anybody on earth that disagrees with my factual positions on who's responsible for the terrorist atrocity of 9/11 in New York City, where thousands of Americans were murdered, and Bush and Cheney immediately worked to close investigations on the outstanding questions. It's religion. They're controlling you. They have control of your mind, but who is they? You know, when you look at the evilest people of history, but I don't want to get too, you know, the show can only be too long here. But if we just look at what Bush is doing, you know, he keeps telling you that Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. Now, you go, for a person who understands what's going on, you go, well, yeah, you keep telling us that you're a traitor. I know. Thanks for telling us that again, though. I appreciate it. The most successful bad guys are the guys that do it right in front of your face. These are the guys that are getting away, like Peter Power. He did the London bombing, and he says, yeah, I was running a terrorist drill at the same time, same location. As where the explosives went off, killing a bunch of people indiscriminately. That's true. And Netanyahu was warned to stay away from that specific spot because people were going to be murdered there shortly. Him and Giuliani was in the news. They admit it. They say, oh, yeah, we got the warnings to stay away from that corner because they were going to be blowing people up there, killing people. And Peter Power is the guy who committed the offense. But he just tells you the whole thing, right? He's fucking naked. Because that's what he did. But we don't know where the terrorists are. We're still doing investigations. Okay? That's like... And this comes in with our understandings of justice. You follow probable cause. He needs to be formally charged for the terrorist event. you know, granted no bail. All his personal assets need to be seized, along with his companies. The people most close to him, in respect to his company's operations, need to be arrested also. You know, their assets need to be seized. And they need to be put on trial. You know, this is the probable cause for why these people were murdered. Okay, now, there's a madman somewhere hidden behind a curtain or something, I don't know. Because they are sort of implementing this failure to communicate, this failure to understand self-identity, or just to understand what it is to be a civilized human. You know, we don't know what probable cause is, and we didn't know that you need evidence to form a conclusion, and you got to torture innocent people to death, because how else can you defeat the terrorists? You know, these ideas were defeated thousands of years ago, some of them. You know, the false capital accuser is like Hammurabi's number one law. This is recorded, this is history, this is civilization. He came up with that idea, his number one law. He says, look, think about Sean Hannity. Why do you think he's lying to you like that? Realize everybody is being conned by this demon. He's by himself telling something that's patently false. He tells us Ahmadinejad said the Holocaust never happened. Okay, now his allegation is trying to start a war where millions, tens of millions of people will be indiscriminately slaughtered. He wants this and says the justification for his hatred for Ahmadinejad is premised on a fucking total fabrication that he's made up all alone by himself. And then we're told we're lost to the chaos. You can't figure it out. You know, everybody wants what's best for America. They're advertising on MSNBC right now. That's fucking bullshit. Sean Hannity wants to kill you. He wants to send your con kid to die in a needless conflict while not supporting the arrest of the actual culprits who attacked America and thought they'd get away scot-free, unapprehended, because they've told us who they are. And that's their escape strategy. But it's a property of yourself. All these aspects that I talk about in relationship to my understandings of religion and God are things that I understand scientifically about the nature of electromagnetic energy, for example. I can explain to you with the science that we understand that there is a timeless property to consciousness. And I can explain it to you as science. But when we get into those aspects of science, such as that, or horizontal gene transfer, or irreducible complexity, you find that universities are banning these subjects. Because they go, oh, you're a creationist, you're an intelligent design theorist, or whatever. And no, we're pursuing science. You know, but they say, no, you can't have that science. They don't want you to understand that science. Now, who's they? You know, Monsanto, for example, they're a big funder of university programs. If you understood horizontal gene transfer, you'd understand Monsanto has got to be committing an act considered by all people to be a crime if we understood the assault that they're committing, like what they're actually doing. So they don't want you to understand horizontal gene transfer and the risks they're taking with our chances for extinction. You know, what they're doing is totally insane. When you understand, they're just risking everything. All life in the universe. They want to, who cares, we're going to make some money off of this. But they're not committed to the science of understanding that they really don't know what they're talking about. But they want to pretend they're as great as God is. We're going to liberate Iraq, but you're not going to kill mercenary forces, lawless mercenary forces. These guys shoot people indiscriminately in the streets of Iraq. Aegis, the company Aegis, they give us videotapes. Nick Robertson on CNN did a story on this through his contacts at the Pentagon and several congressmen. And it had been fully disclosed that these guys were known to be Aegis employees from South Africa. And that they would escape prosecution, and instead of warranting death sentences, immediate death sentences by the liberating forces, no, they are granted bonuses. They get money to kill people indiscriminately. This is Al-Qaeda on steroids. And you as an American taxpayer pay these demons $1,200 a day per fucking mercenary goon. Now, mercenary, this is another problem with our current state of reality, is mercenaries have been around forever, okay? Now, mercenaries are always, throughout history, the bad guys, because they have they're not there to help anybody. They're there to steal your cash. They're there to rape your family, okay? They're not there to defend anybody, okay? They take no moral position. They're fucking criminals who are committing first-degree acts of murder. And look at the nature of that. What, are you going to tell the people of Iraq their lives aren't worth defending against the first-degree fucking psycho murderer? If you support the Iraqi cause of liberation for the Middle East, you'll demand the arrest of all Aegis, Khaki, and Blackwater employees. Instantly, they're thieving from ourselves. They're murdering ourselves. They take no position to kill fucking torturers. Why don't Blackwater, Khaki, and, well, look, that's the problem. They're not honorable people. You can't even say words like that. You can't even utter a sentence like that because you know these guys are kidnapping innocent people and torturing them to death. They have hundreds of victims. Okay, hundreds. Okay, now just because there's hundreds viewed for the public to understand, that doesn't mean those are the only victims. Okay, and they're provided this position to say they're lawless. They're not accountable to God. They're not accountable to you. They're not accountable to me. They can't be arrested. Okay? So why is not the Maliki forces of Iraq demanding these demons be hunted down in the streets and destroyed? Because they're killing people indiscriminately. You know, we have the Kilo Company. These guys, I think it was the Kilo Company in Fallujah prior to them killing every single inhabitant. But they had people protesting outside a school, if you recall. And the Bushite grunts mowed down a bunch of children with machine gun fire. And nobody had a gun. Then they made up a lie. And they said, yeah, they were shooting at us. But, well, you know, it turns out that we had investigators on the scene instantly. And there was not one single bullet inside or outside school. They said they were shot at rapid gunfire. And there's not a single bullet found on the school property. But for those just extending outside the line where they mowed down all these innocent women and children, where's the Iraqi government to demand the execution of those said soldiers? We want executions brought against those who are responsible for bombing Samarra. You know, they'll tell you the Golden Dome incident. That's propaganda. All the factions of Samarra came together and said, look, you can come into the city and steal anything you want, Bushite Nazi, dumb fuck grunt. You don't have to bomb the city. But they bombed the city anyway, ordered by Alawi. Alawi also ordered the murder of anybody who would help an injured woman or child from Fallujah. He said that warrants the death sentence. All doctors and nurses would be put to death that dare help an injured child from Fallujah. He is totally criminally insane. Way out the door. But guess what? What does the New York Times call him? Your so-called left-wing newspaper. He's the pro-Western guy. He's the strong man. Bushite grunts, the enemies of God, as Antichrist forces of true evil in our universe, refuse to kill Alawi. They won't even arrest him. Instead, they go after all these innocent people. You know, we have the same thing in Afghanistan. They're the worst of religious fundamentalists when they won't speak out for the interest of a man who's representing women's rights as expressed in the Quran. They're putting him to death, and they say anybody who speaks in his defense will be arrested. And the Bushite Nazi forces support that demonic behavior. They speak nothing, just as they don't in respect to children being denied an education in Afghanistan. You know, one piece of paper that a child has to constantly be using an eraser on. And billions 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 of dollars just disappeared. There's no counting. And these generals who command these attacks through NATO, indiscriminately killing people with their bullshit excuses about Al-Qaeda. The Taliban were honorable and brave, virtuous, to stand in the defense of the innocent victims of 9/11 to demand evidence to form our conclusions, ensuring we are defeating evildoer, fucking lying, demon Bush bitches. Bushite enemy forces who, instead of going after soldiers who videotaped their assault against children, supported the Tony Blair in his position to arrest the reporters who dare speak such truth in our world about who's fucking evil here. Tony Blair arrested the reporters who told us these soldiers are killing children like this. So they bomb people indiscriminately and chant, "Hoo-ya! Hoo-ya! Hoo-ya! Fuck shit! Hoo-ya!" That's exactly what they are. He's going to throw a puppy off a fucking cliff because it's funny. You fucking demon. And he's got all his excuses, just like Wooderich does. And all the guys from Kilo Company who killed the entire population of Fallujah. Say, look, we got a magic get-out-of-jail-free card. Says we can shoot any man, woman, or child that we want. You know, if they're moving away from an explosion that took place any time in the past. You know, and yet they'll tell you, whoa, shoot anybody and all people. Wooderich admits to committing a mass murder at the Haditha from the start, where he tells you he's gotten those guys down. In a car. You shouldn't be in a car. Doesn't know him from anybody. Just wanted to kill somebody. But look, he's got an excuse. Color of law. No. You had intent to murder somebody who you knew was of no threat or guilty of nothing in this universe. But deserving our protections as the innocent. No longer forsaken because there's this incredible guy. You know, he's got some pretty wicked knowledge, man. He'll freak you right out. And I'm telling you, I can bring about a better world. We have cures for things. You know, there's a guy who's got, he says he's got a cure for some forms of cancer. He says he measures the nutrients in your blood, finds out what you're lacking, and then gives you a solution that'll provide you, your body, the sustenance it needs to provide a better balance. And as a consequence, some forms of cancer have been eradicated. Now, they've done clinical studies, and they have lists of all these people who were diagnosed with cancer and are now cancer-free. Okay, now the Canadian government sent out a guy to go out there and look at this evidence for ourselves. And he came back, spoke on national news, CBC National News, right across Canada. Says, there's absolutely no truth to it, goodbye. And this guy then patented it, and now has a top secret thing going where he'll charge women $16,000 for some of this knowledge, if you've got breast cancer maybe, and that's what he's selling him and his buddy. You know? And this is the nature of God, is that I'm not telling you, you can be an atheist. I love atheists. Atheists are cool. I mean, that's where I'm trying to come at with these subjects also. I understand God, as an atheist would say, they understand what they don't, you know? So, I understand what the nature of faith is in respect to also termed uncertainty. And the fact that this moment, every moment that we grasp is a property of our own making. It is our mind. It is ourselves. The Quran teaches that one of its fundamental teachings is that you're making the delineations. You're closing the sentences. You're grabbing these scriptures. But then, of course, we want to make better sense of our world, so we number things and stuff and put it into categories. Part of the Quran's teaching is that to remind yourself that you are finally closing that sentence and that idea. So essentially, it's one of these super, super simple things, as many of the revelations I bring are. They're so simple that some people just go, yeah, so what? You know, you play a part in your own perceptions. Of course you do. You know, no big deal there. I can figure that out. Thanks, man. But there is some serious information there, because that's also the nature of suggestion and what hypnosis is and how people can be swayed to believe things that are completely unfounded, but they'll just... As we have to. It's the only way to get... It is a normal thing of being. But we have to take faith and trust that when we watch CBC National News, they're being honest. Or CTV News, when they say, you know, there's no connection between mercury and autism. You know, but... You know, and they're being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to broadcast this to everybody. And yet, if you're at all familiar with the subject, it's firmly established this causes neurological brain damage 100% of the time. And if they feel it's not within our interest to be informed about this fact, you know, whose lives are they defending? And whose community are they reflecting off of? You know, and these are a lot of other things that people fear about me, I suppose. You know, I cover these issues, and I get you to realize, I've called CBC, you know, a great many times. You get tired of trying to do this, right? If you've engaged this in this at all. Because they don't care, man. You know, or it's too complicated, or why take a risk? This is really the, you know, I think the bigger thing. It's not everybody's really an evil person, but they just, why should they take a risk? It's their personal life. They're working there at CBC National News. Why take any risks? Why should I risk anything? I got like a good salary here. I get to travel all around the world. We stay at hotels all around the world. We do some story and wherever. Let's fly a small crew over there and take in the sights. That's a pretty good job. Why do I want to rock the boat? Why do I want to give people an opportunity to be angry with me because I've exposed the fact that the bankers aren't covering the initial loan to begin with? If anything, maybe, you could argue, but it's still bogus because all their numbers mean nothing. Practically, you know, the Enron situation, man, we have to sit down and you people have to understand what happened there. You know, the numbers aren't connected to the assets of the company. You know, and whatever, you can make it appear like whatever it is. Just as we have with JP Morgan. Like, they're getting $13 trillion. Well, that's a pretty sweet deal. And I thought it was bankrupt. I thought these people lost all their cash. Yeah, it was lost. What do you mean it was lost? We want a fucking explanation here. But I know what the explanation is. You know, they're boring stuff back and forth amongst themselves because the risk is the public's, not their private interest. And through all these exchanges, they pocket money in a million and one different ways. But the hedge fund guys are the most duplicitous in an action that does nothing to help anybody. You're not investing in our market of ideas. You're devaluating our ability to defend ourselves from madness. Is why would we allow them to take all this money? Like they're taking money out of the workers' pockets, out of their paychecks. And some, you know, if you're getting $1.5 billion for doing nothing but moving stock back and forth on your supercomputer, and only you get to have this license, not everybody can be a hedge fund broker. You know that, right? In Canada, it's a small, select few, and they're friends of the banking guys in the Senate that have been there for 56 years or something, or forever, and they don't never know what they're talking about, except to know that they got to keep exploiting these stupid people who never have the intellect strong enough to understand that the bank should be operating in our interests, in the nation's interests, particularly the Bank of Canada. Why isn't the Bank of Canada opening up branches straight across Canada, offering no service fees? It's a non-profit. There is no extraction of the value of our currency by the bank operating. Let's not have a billionaire banker. Let's have, you know, he's got a good income. You know, bankers got to know what's going on. It's a serious job, and they should be rewarded financially for their great skill, great management skill. But they shouldn't be taking a trillion or more than $1 trillion from ourselves, okay, in a short period of time. Like, it's been only like 12 years or so. Four of Greenspan's friends, and this is a criminal theft, but they did it through the hedge fund, through a hedge fund market scam, but it's a criminal theft of $4 trillion. You as an American taxpayer just gave the right for Greenspan to take $4 trillion out of your pocket and give it to four of his friends. You know? And again, this nature of God. How many people know that? You know? I'll tell you how many people know that. It was on Frontline. They have a whole show on it. It's a whole hour program all about how these guys ran this chaos thing. Okay, but there's a lot of facts that Frontline didn't tell you about. But that's the primary thing, is that it's a criminal theft. And they lost their money legitimately, if you go into the details, of which I can explain, and I have done it before, but we only have so much time. I'm already in half an hour into this show, and there's so many important issues that are still costing people's lives because we're failing to understand how great it is to communicate with a guy like myself. Now, I got disagreements with everybody, okay? You know, Alex Jones is a phenomenon. He really is an amazing man. He's got abilities that far, you know, in relative terms are far greater than my own in those spheres that he's familiar with. But at the same time, he can be, like, totally messed up, like with socialized medicine. Went the best service possible for the money expended. So it's not a magical theory. It's you got to work through that. There's a million and one different things we got to do. So it's not magical. I want a blind ideology belief, something that I can encapsulate in a sentence that'll just give me the right answer. Well, it's not like that. You got to understand there's a bunch of different factors at play here. You got insurance companies. They're looking for a way to extract as much money as possible. It's for their private interest. Well, in most countries, that isn't the function of a private company. It's the government that handles that. We don't want to give a banker 70% of the money we invest in healthcare. Like, why give 70% of the money you're being taxed for healthcare to a private banker? Why not somebody connected to the health industry, like a doctor, you know, a patient? You know, and that's the problem, okay? And it's a big problem because Johnny Wizard can't answer your... He doesn't have the ultimate solution here. It's got to be a collective effort. And news agencies have to be held to way higher standards. They have responsibilities. Or Johnny Wizard's new international media empire is going to have some serious responsibilities. I want people to understand what's going on here and what a criminal offense is and how so many people die as a consequence of your inaction to support myself likewise in your own way. To realize there are indivisible truths that we share that serve both you and our interests mutually. You know, we want to communicate to the best of our abilities without fear and intimidation that a Bushite Nazi grunt's going to bomb our families. They can't communicate. That's why these Bushite grunts are in Iraq. These things, there's not a soldier on earth who can speak in defense of Bush without being immediately exposed as a traitor. You know, to war the people in Iraq without cause, you have nothing in your mind to justify your position because Saddam was 100% cooperative. He was 110% cooperative because he also gave Bush the right to take over the entire media, and Bush refused. It's to understand that. What does that mean? A Bushite wars against love. A Bushite wars against God. A Bushite wars against freedom. By supporting the torture of innocent people. We want those responsible for torturing people to be immediately arrested, having their assets seized, no bail, and their charged for the war crimes they're for sure guilty of. CACI employees, for example. American military forces have to war CACI and bring them to fucking justice immediately. Similarly with Aegis. These are first-degree murderers who celebrate their hatred for our condition. The suffering peoples, and this is not going to continue in my name without me continually demanding soldiers raise their guns and fucking defeat these demons. Don't find doubt in your mind to think it doesn't serve America's interest to kill a fucking South African death squad goon. You know, in one case, one of these guys was actually convicted for war crimes and he's working for Aegis. You know, and these are the worst of racist enemy forces. You know, people say, yeah, but what about the blacks, Johnny? I am the biggest on the face of the planet for defending my black brothers from being indiscriminately murdered by these Aegis forces. Okay? I know these are the worst racists imaginable who think my black brothers don't have rights to be free in this world. Okay? While black basketball players have almost half of their salaries given to the government to pay the salaries of such enemy forces. So, if I'm speaking out in the defense of my black brothers, am I not a greater black man than all these black basketball players? That's 7'9", and I'd hate to get into a rumble with, you know, I'm trying to help everybody here, buddies. You know, don't take it too personal. But, I mean, it's a reflection of our society. And most of the black basketball, well, you know, everybody's afraid to take up a cause. Uncertainty's ever present. I mean, I look at religion today. You know, oh, a church isn't supposed to get politically involved. What kind of religion is that? Yeah, we're just going to stand back idly, all the believers in God, and just watch ourselves be ripped to shreds by cop killers who are into fucking raping our families. You know, we got Lance Corporal Boudreaux who brags about raping children. He's got to kill the father before he rapes the daughter. Otherwise, the father will hunt him down at the ends of this earth and rip him limb from limb. Let's bring that father's intent to bear on lancing Boudreaux. Lance Corporal Boudreaux needs to be put to death. He's confessed to raping children and killing fathers to do such crimes. You know, we have these British soldiers who kidnap these children and on videotape practically beat them to death. For no crime. I don't believe your excuses. We're going to be facing this constantly. These Bushites of the Air Force, they all think they have an excuse that doesn't fly with the facts. You know, we have them endlessly on videotape killing people indiscriminately. In Afghanistan, there's video footage of them indiscriminately bombing men, women, and children running for their lives from a holy church. And they're just celebrating it in the cockpits of these Apache helicopters. They're fucking monsters, man. And what's the crime of the Taliban? To defend the innocent lives lost in the terrorist strike of 9/11. Why is that a bad thing, to defend those lives lost in the World Trade Center tower? Lost in a nation that speaks nothing for supporting Egypt or Uzbekistan. The Karamov there is insane. Does these horrendous things, torturing the citizens of that wonderful country to death as an insane madman. Total nutcase. You give him hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons. Bush invites him over to the White House for tea. The guy is totally insane. Okay? When he came to the White House for tea, at the press conference, there was one of the reporters had asked him something about what his thoughts were on receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons from Bush. Because Bush, while he was there, agreed to send him hundreds of millions of dollars, or just prior, and was going to give him some more cash. And this guy openly confesses to killing anybody who criticizes him. You can't. There is no political opposition. And he's an insane madman. He hates God so much that he says he's greater than God. It's his religion. And this is what Saudi Arabia is. So yeah, they love this total psycho nutcase. You know, who says he's greater than the Quran. He hates all these people who believe in the Bible too. He hates everybody and wants to kill us all. And he'd given this guy hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons. And at the press conference, the journal asked him, well, you know, what do you think about this, receiving all these weapons? He said, oh, what weapons? I've received no weapons. Received no weapons. He's going on and on. Oh, you were good, no weapons. Good, no weapons. You know, and that's where it ended. You know? But hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons were allocated for his nation of oppression, or political station of oppression against a great nation. And that's as far as it went. You know, we have to arrest. Who's responsible giving this guy hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons, firstly? Okay? And that person has to be arrested. Similarly, in the Pentagon, those responsible for just recently giving Israel $30 billion. Israel is a criminal state. They thieve an innocent person's property as an enemy to justice and the will to believe. Actually, incidentally, it's curious enough to say, as I have already, you know, I'm very intimate with my understandings of the universe and all creation, and I'm here to tell you, it's also in the Bible. You know, this is the story of the Bible. There are these people in Israel who steal the title of Jew to victimize ourselves. And that's what they're doing. You know, they say, you're anti-Semitic if you speak against their criminal assault. And anti-Semitic is to be anti-Arab. How could you be anti-Arab for speaking in the defense of innocent Arabs? They're being victimized. Their homes are being stolen. If you say that, you're being anti-Arab. No, I'm being pro-Arab. I'm speaking in the defense of an innocent victim. There's not two sides to that. Either they commit willful acts of theft. They'll steal a person's property. All your possessions in your house are no longer yours, including the toys under your Christmas tree. If you disagree, maybe they'll just shoot you. They'll put you in a concentration camp, deprive you food and water. Who does that? The Jews do that? No, the Nazis do that. And this is the story in the Old Testament. You know that these things in Israel are not Jews. And if you know anything, and it's not that there isn't a single Jew in Israel, okay? That's not what I'm getting at. But it's the belief and understanding of history, of our living lives here. I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about the history of what this means. The lost tribes of Israel live in Ethiopia. If you know anything, they're black people. You go to Ethiopia, it's the oldest ancient Jewish community on earth. Okay? They're all black. What? What? No, they're not. Yeah, they are. They're all black guys. You know, and the government of Israel supports apartheid. Doesn't like black people having rights to speak free and stuff like that. You know, and then they killed off, like, I don't, can't remember all the numbers. It's over 100,000 darker colored Jews. The government of Israel did. They said, "Oops, we're doing a scientific experiment, and we don't know what happened." Oh well, It's like murder more than 100,000 dark-skinned Jews. Don't like those black guys around. And they don't like Jews in Lebanon either, incidentally. As the first strike targets were, the Jewish communities. They want to kill the Jews firstly. You know, we have a there's a infomercial. They're running all across America now. We had it in Canada for the longest time. And now apparently you guys are getting it. You know, where they say, please give us money for the starving Jews who are living in Israel. You know, and the Jerusalem Post covered the fact that when you ask the government, well, why don't you just provide these people some social assistance? Why must they live in a garbage dump? The government responded to say they purposefully make them suffer to attract more charitable aid, which is in their newspapers. You know, and then it supposedly stops there. Say, are you being anti-Semitic? No, I'm not. You know, so, but it, how does this weakness manifest itself? Well, if you think a little bit more, like, what are you saying when you say the person's Jewish? Are you talking about the ethnicity? Or are you talking about religion? Because these people, as disturbing as this is when you actually understand it, and these are some of the, you know, some of the legitimate criticisms against Alex Jones when people criticize him on Zionism, but I don't feel he's being, you know, expressing criminal intent, just, you know, a little bit ignorant on the fact that these are innocent people. It's not a tit for tat. Look, you're stealing an innocent person's home. If you ask the Nazi forces, what crime did this person commit that you're taking his home from? That he's had, that he has the deed for, and it's been in his family for 50 generations. Well, for what reason are you granted the right to take his home from himself at gunpoint? I say, well, there's no reason. He's not guilty of anything. We're just going to take his house. You know, and as Galloway's talk, Galloway, a British MP there, as he's talked about himself, and I've been very concerned about people understanding this also, there are times when a Zionist Nazi will steal the home of an innocent Christian at gunpoint, and then America will give that person, the criminal, $200,000 to leave that house, because you shouldn't have done that. We're going to give you $200,000, so. And the guy, or the demon, gets $200,000, and he just goes off and steals another house. At gunpoint. Because the Palestinians don't deserve to be treated as anything less than what they are. The innocent forsaken. The Palestinians are ourselves. These are the people of that region that have lived there since time immemorial. Okay, where do you think Israel comes from? Now, the interesting thing is that you have what's called the Jewish Jubilee. Now, every 50 years, the people who are truly Jewish, every 50 years in a generation, the family gives up most of its worldly possessions. I mean, you wouldn't give up your house and your car, but $10 billion in your bank account, you'd pretty much give all that cash away. Every 50 years, a family does this. Now, why do they do that? Because they're familiar with the story of the Old Testament. You know, they don't want to be associated to that, so they're willing to go that far. Now, I don't expect anybody to give away all their worldly possessions. I believe in all religions are of God, ourselves. And I kind of know this. Like, I can tell you some really cool stuff. But to each his own. You know, as long as you're not infringing on the rights of another. You know, this is where we're failing in Afghanistan. A judge orders the murder of a journalist because he's speaking for women's rights, needs to be arrested himself for attempted murder. That judge is arrested for attempted murder. He's not victimizing anybody. He's speaking on the teachings of the Quran and Muhammad. And that's how these demons fool you. You know, they want to demonize the Islamic religion. Well, Muhammad says you have to treat everybody equitably, otherwise you don't go to paradise. You know, that's what it is. God is the word. You know, if you ever do understand that, and I'm hoping you will at some point in your development, or I guess you'll cease to exist. But God, when we think of God as the word, God is of all words. God is of all expression. It's a part of yourself, not separate. But God is all words. If you want to believe in a God that's not really directly involved, separate from yourself. We are of God. But your relationship to God is unique, as mine is also. I have a very unique relationship. And some people don't have any relationship. I can agree with an atheist's view on God not existing, with themselves being.
So we're going to go back to the lines and then ask Pierre what he actually believes about demons.
Hey, it's caller-driven radio.
John, welcome to the show. You had a question about the definition of the demonic.
Yeah, great, great. Thanks for taking my call. Like we could say that being demonic would be an exercise to control human will for evil intentions. And I think, you know, those who actually practice that wouldn't want them to be caught. And the way we approach it actually doesn't face how we can be easily manipulated for evil intent by mere suggestion. So if we look at God, God's interest is to be just. If there is a God, if you believe in God, and God is of all people, God would want to arrest bad guys to defend our innocent families. But people, those who are consciously aware of doing demonic acts, what they'll do is they'll just say, you don't need evidence to form your conclusion. Here's an example. Bin Laden did all of 9/11, and if you disagree with that, you're with an evil terrorist. But really, if you want to form your own conclusions, it is in God's interest to act justly and support the FBI's formal conclusions that it's actually General Ahmad. So it's not an opinion. I only want to finish
this in here, and thanks, John, for the call.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a devout Christian radio program for you. Where's their concern for our neighbors being victimized? You know, what kind of Christianity is that? So this is pretty profound, eh? Like, I'm this guy who talks about God and the flaws in our banking religion philosophies, and I seem to know everything all together at the same time. I'm painting a picture that encompasses forever. How is it that I'm here to say these things? Well, as freaky as this is, I understand the nature of what is fact and fiction, sort of, what is real, what is unreal. And in my studies of quantum mechanics and the timeless state of consciousness, I've come to know God very well in my own way. And as a consequence, I'm prepared to talk to anybody who's interested in those subjects, because I know their properties of all consciousness, of your abilities also, are present likewise in your own mind to create something for yourself. Part of what God gives us for the taking, if you're interested, is really the entire universe. You can ponder it all if you wish. If you look to find that we are the stars in the sky. We are all things. And even Einstein. You know, I can tell you about the interesting science to this philosophy. So I'm not a devout religious person who's following blindly through the maelstrom of hell laughing. I'm actually showing you where our faults are found that cause us huge amounts of suffering for nothing, and how easily they can be remedied by us together understanding. Progressive tax system makes sense if we're committed to defending our national interest, our currency, our value. So it's not a left-wing commie idea. It's the thinking man's game. You know, because a billionaire spends a far smaller percentage of his salary on groceries per month than does, a homeless vet who just barely qualifies for some social assistance. But the billionaire is going to spend a lot less money on essential goods and services. It's got a lot of extra disposable income. Now, if you tax that person at the same rate you do the poor person, eventually we're all going to lose out. The money's going to be depleted. It's a mathematical construct that, you know, almost nobody in the history of humanity can contemplate. But when I think about it, it's just the simplest thing, and you people are too stupid. You shouldn't be that dumb. It shouldn't be that complicated. But this is what I'm constantly horrified with. You know, Bush gave you zero evidence. He brought forward no evidence against the accused. He's innocent, therefore. No. You know, how can you be lost on that? Okay, so I can imagine. In your mind, you're thinking I'm a miracle worker. I'm a God come down from the heavens above. Okay, in my mind, I'm just, you know, I am, I guess you would refer, I can be referred to as a God. Okay, I've been around forever. I know what the nature of the so-called Big Bang is, and I can talk about it, you know, but every time I get into the science, that's when people get really terrified. Because I actually do know what I'm talking about. And there ain't nobody to disagree with me because it's a scientific fact. You know? The quantum effects, man. We got it down. And what does it mean? It means a potential paradise on Earth. If you'll just follow my lead and become a leader yourself. On these same positions, it doesn't mean we have to like each other to support the arrest of a murderer that would kill either you or me and steal our money. You know, but it's really hard to dislike somebody. You know, when you get more accustomed to this nature of uncertainty, there's forgiveness all the time, man. You can always find forgiveness if a person's genuinely asking, you know. Like we have Grainer, he kidnaps senior citizens. You know, he'd hogtie them on the floor and beat them to death and take pictures of it. Him beating to death elderly folks and kids and stuff, and take pictures of it, send it to his daughter. And he gets arrested. He's got a 10-year prison term. I guess he's out soon. But he said no remorse, no regret. He'd do it all over again if he could. And in his letters, he talked about the joys of being able to beat people to death and not be held accountable for it. You know, so how do you find forgiveness for that demon? And he's going to go be on the streets again soon, where he tells you he loves to beat innocent people to death that are guilty of nothing. It's just the enjoyment he receives in knowing he can make others suffer and escape accountability. So in his position, as you know, like again, as I've told some of my fans earlier, I mean, we're talking about what a real demon is, and I can understand how some people are fearful of this knowledge. But it's not that fearful, okay? Don't feel threatened by that demon fuck. Look at me, I'm a god. How is that so? What is the, makeup of six-dimensional awareness, anyway? What does that mean? You know, and for those who hold God in contempt, say, you think you're so smart. When you're like the wisest man on earth, you know, they'll say, you think you're just the smartest guy around, don't you? You know, and you're like a god. What are you, how am I supposed to, yeah, I'm pretty damn, are you disagreeing with me on something? Do you feel I might be flawed or erred in my ways somehow, some way? Speak up, I want to hear that. That's, you know, that's when it's the best, when we can freely communicate and find even higher truths.